And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful. I love this state, beautiful state, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'll tell you, somebody else that covers a lot of ground, y'all, a lot of ground, is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that's one of our sponsors, is all over northeast Alabama and into central Alabama. I mean, they're like in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They've got five locations in and around the Birmingham area. I hear there's more coming. Newest locations are in Chelsea and Hoover. Y'all, Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week. And by the way, this is who I use. So Southern Immediate Care, when every time I've been over there, staff has been super friendly and professional. The facilities are always clean. And like I said, 7 days a week, man, you wake up on a Saturday morning, kids got a fever, what do? Look up Southern Immediate Care's nearest location to you. Walk-ins are available. They can do x-rays, they can do vaccinations right there on the spot. Southern Immediate Care. Do me a favor, when you go by there, because you may, when you go by there, tell them we heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it, and we're glad to have them as a sponsor. Hey, I'm gonna open the flow. I'm gonna open the flow here a bit, y'all. It's time to ask a question. I need an audience response question. I'm gonna ask you right now. You can call it or text it 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We've done this before, but we're going to do it again. What classic rock song best typifies the Biden administration? What classic rock song best typifies the Biden administration? In the meantime, I got a caller on line one, Brian Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Mighty fine, sir.
Well, good.
I'm curious on, based on the Grand Council, asking, is Trump going to actually come to Alabama or not? And it's pretty much locked up for him for the most part, other than Lincoln County. Other than Birmingham, I should say. I'm thinking Tennessee. But in any case, does he have any residual items over Senator Jeff Sessions, who was a great senator but may have got hornswoggled when he was AG? Might he avoid us?
Might he avoid us because of Jeff Sessions? I don't think so. I mean, Jeff Sessions is still just, you know, a well-respected man here within his own state.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not necessarily a part of the state politics, and he would not be at the event, I guarantee you. I don't think so. In fact, Trump has had two major rallies here since then. He had one. He spoke in Montgomery to a record crowd for the GOP dinner, and he had one where he spoke in Coleman. So he's been back twice since then.
I forgot about the Coleman one.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Coleman was a huge rally.
Okay, disregard my question.
Hey,
then.
Brian, have you got a classic rock song that you think best describes the Biden administration right now?
I've got like five of them in the back of my mind, and I'll text it.
Okay, all right, bud, thanks. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right, let me go to line two. This is another Brian from Decatur. Hey, Brian, how you?
How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, you know, when you first asked that question, I thought, you know, Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull. But
nice.
Man, it just dawned on me. No, it's got to be Aqualung.
Aqualung.
The old man watching the little girls walk by. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's always been kind of a gross song in a sense, Aqualung. But, yeah, I get it. Brian from Decatur, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. They're flooding in already on the text, man. I'm going to jump over here and grab some text. Crazy Joe from Decatur says he's going to say the Biden song should be I'm a Loser, which was by the Beatles. Charlie from Huntsville says, dazed and confused. Nice. Bill from Huntsville says, as to the Biden administration, Land of Confusion by Phil Collins. God, this is great. Champ from Decatur said, as to the Biden administration, Flirting with Disaster, one of my all-time favorites, by the way, Molly Hatchet. John from Huntsville just came in and said, Hey Jude sums up the Biden administration pretty well. You know, I could see it. John from Lexington, South Carolina, says, Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. What do we got? Boomer, what do you... Oh, here's the one I was thinking of. Louie from Arab says, Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Is there somebody on the lines? I don't, okay, I'm sorry. What about you? You got one? Dude looks like a lady. Boomer doesn't. He's not content to say it. He just plays it, man.
I just had to play it.
Just play it.
But if it wasn't classic rock, I would just say "Cry Me a River."
Cry Me a River. Oh Lord, David Matheson is like you. He says it's not classic rock, but "They're Coming to Take Me Away." Ha ha! By Napoleon. I'd forgotten that song. That was a classic. Dr. Demento back in the day. Kenny from Elkmont says, "In a Gata de Vida," because they don't make any daggum sense. Kenny, that would be like "Blinded by the Light." We could use that one too, because it makes no sense. "Little Early Burly came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride." What? That's the Biden administration. JT from Lacey Springs again says, "Not a rock song, but come on. Not a rock song. Change Adam's Family theme to the Biden Family. They're creepy and they're kooky. They're all together. I get it." Jim from Huntsville, "Money" by Pink Floyd. Oh, see what he did there? I see it. "Money" by Pink Floyd. Biden administration. What else would you say? Brian from Huntsville says, "Biden, classic rock, Liar by Three Dog Night."
Yep.
Nice. Eric from Huntsville, "Welcome to the Jungle" by Guns N' Roses. There you go. Ryan from Hazel Green says, "At this point, we're all living on a prayer." Nice. Nice. Get your little Bon Jovi in there. Gotta have it. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now, by the way. Jeff from Indiana, "The Biden song should be Blind Faith's Can't Find My Way Home," which I love that song, by the way. That's one of my favorites. In fact, one of my favorite albums is a modern-day concert between Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton at Madison Square Gardens, and they played Can't Find My Way Home, and it was great. Lisa from Huntsville, "Eric Clapton's Cocaine." Turn your mic on, man. They got to hear you laughing.
I love that.
That was perfect. That was perfect. Brian from Decatur again says, "Another Brick in the Wall." Donna from Coleman says, "Don't Stand Too Close to Me."
Man, I love
by the
all
Police.
These.
I'm half these songs are gonna be stuck in my head tonight, right? Too. I can tell already. I'll be going home singing. Scott from Boaz says, "Comfortably Numb" by Pink Floyd. Kenny from Elkmont says, "Dreamweaver." This is. I knew this would happen. It's Frank from Madison says, "Fool on the Hill." I missed some way down there. I got to scroll down real quick. It kept coming in so fast I couldn't keep up. Oh, Patrick from Grove Oak says, "Not really a classic, but Devo's Whip It Good." Whip it good. Scott from Russellville says, I see he said Liar by Three Dog Night. Ron from Brownsboro, "When the Levee Breaks." Peg Leg Dave from Gurley says, "Yellow Submarine, and hopefully it's headed out to sea." Tony from Elkmont, he also said Highway to Hell. Jay from Hartzell, "Nothing to Gain" by, oh, he's going, okay, Jay from Hartzell had a real text. I'm sorry. With regards to the debates, Jay from Hartzell says, "Nothing to gain by holding a debate in Alabama. Next day news cycle will not be about the issues or what it was said about all about racist Alabama. It'll be all BS." But anyway, all right, Jay, but I think there's something to be gained here. I think people will smile on the idea that we are hosting this event. Mike from Huntsville, with regards to the Biden administration, says Radiohead. Okay. The song is "Creep" by Radiohead.
Yeah,
I got it. Okay. Jeff from Indiana says "Focus" by Hocus Pocus, because all he does is a bunch of yodeling. Ha ha! No one knows what he's saying. And then Kenny from Elkmont again jumped in and says "Breaking the Law" by Judas Priest. I knew this would happen.
I love it.
I knew it would. All right, Boomer, tell you what, man, take us to a break. We'll do that right now. You got some more? You want to call it in or text it in? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Is there a classic rock song that, in your opinion, best describes the current state of the Biden administration? Tell us, 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, making common sense a superpower. Minutes to go before true go-home time, so y'all be safe on the roads when you head out there. We got a beautiful evening, it looks like, all around the listening area. So I'm going to go back to the text messages because they've been flooding in during the break. I asked the question, what classic rock song reminds you of the current state of the Biden administration? I'll get to that in a minute. And before I do that, though, I got to tell you, our friends at ZLA Solutions, ZLA Solutions, they have been like with us since the very beginning. And ZLA Solutions is epic good at what they do. They do all kinds of things to help businesses make their systems better. They can come in and advise you on things like quality control and sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing. But then they can also do their bread and butter stuff, man, finding you people, which is a big deal. Alabama's labor force participation rate is just, you know, still not good. And they are out there helping businesses find the people they need. You need one or two people with special niche, hard-to-find kind of skills, they can hunt them down for you. You need a whole shift of people to help run a factory, staff a hospital, food service, whatever the case may be. ZLA Solutions, I like to say, they can find blue-collar, white-collar, or no-collar. It doesn't matter. They can do recruiting, background checks, drug testing. This is ZLA Solutions I'm talking about, and I know these folks personally, and I believe in what they do, and they have been doing an amazing job for businesses all over the northern part of our state and really beyond. So check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com, and do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, text messages are flooding in. I tell you what, though, I got to tell you, I just saw... I'm going to take a moment of personal privilege here. I think I got an extra minute or three for that. So we've even had somebody who's called in like persistently the last couple of days who is just like all up in arms that there's something playing on one of our stations calling for CDC guidelines for masking to be considered. But first of all, I don't control what the stations play. Remember, Right Side Radio, we are not owned by the stations. We send them our show and they play it. So I have no idea what's being played sometimes during the breaks that I don't hear, aside from the commercials that are sponsoring this show. That being said, ain't nobody on Right Side Radio calling for masking. Ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. Boomer and I ain't going there. This is just not going to happen. I mean, we're not putting face diapers on again. I think America has gotten wise to the power and the power grabs and the control factors. I just saw, too, what brought this to my mind was during the break, I just was scanning some of the social media that we're on, and Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi, just tweeted out a little while ago, there are some on the left that still want COVID restrictions. And he says, let me say it again. There will be no mask mandates, COVID vaccine mandates, or lockdowns in Mississippi. And I have not heard Governor Ivey. I don't expect Governor Ivey to create new mandates. I don't. I do think she was very soft on the mandates before. We did open up before some states, and we do have certain laws in place now because of the legislature forcing her hand. I don't think she's going to wind up doing mask mandates, but what I appreciate is the fact that Governor Tate Reeves in Mississippi, he's not waiting around. He's just saying it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And I appreciate that sentiment. All right, let me go get some of these text messages because, my word, they are flooding in. I asked the question a while ago, what classic rock song? You want to read some of these, Boomer? We can read them. Yeah. I mean, I can't even keep up.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. Hit your camera, dude. They need to see your face when you crack up laughing because I'm just telling you, Boomer was rolling a while ago. So the question was, what classic rock song reminds you of the Biden administration? Kimball from Harvest says, "Ooh, That Smell" by Lynyrd Skynyrd. If you think about it, it even goes on to say, "The smell of death surrounds you." That's what the song says. John from Harvest, "Dare to Be Stupid" by Weird Al Yankovic. Okay. All right. What else you got?
Keegan from Harvest.
Yeah.
"Crazy Train" by Ozzy.
Brian from Huntsville again says, "The Grateful Dead's Casey Jones." And Rough Leanne from Huntsville says, "Helter Skelter." Woo. Yeah. Pick one, man. What do you got?
Oh, man. Let's see. "Go Ask Alice" by the Jeffersons. Jefferson Airplane. Sorry.
Oh, that was a psychedelic song.
Yeah.
Yes. Jeff Mendian again, Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne. Daryl from Tony says, Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin on their first album. Yes, it was.
Roy from Hartsell, Dirty Deeds Done Dirty Cheap by AC/DC.
Oh, my gosh. We got a brand spanking new texter, and we're glad to have her on. Pam from Locust Fork is brand new in the text screens, and she says, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. I hope you're right, Pam. I hope you're right. And she adds up, and she ends up by saying, love the show. Well, thank you, Pam. We appreciate it.
Wayne from Southside. I like this one. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
That's the best made-for-TV band ever. What are made-for-TV bands were there? There was the Archies, which was cartoons. There was the Monkees. I feel like there was somebody else. But the Monkees, and then you know why the Monkees fell apart? Because they had real talent and they wanted to be able to do their own thing, and they were in a constant fight with the studios. Just a little trivia for you there.
A little trivia.
And they had a really cool car.
They did have a cool car.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a GTO, a modified GTO designed by none other than George Barris, who was a master of classic cars. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm chasing rabbits. Roy from Hartsell, did you already read that one? Dirty Deeds?
I don't think I did.
Roy from Hartsell, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap by AC/DC. That one may be winning right now. I've heard that one several times. Crazy Train, I've heard several times. What else you got?
John from Huntsville, it's not classic rock. Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
That might be the theme of her life, too, by the way. Or Haters Gonna Hate by what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, Bev from Madison. Hang on, my texture's updating. Bev from Madison. Don't know if it's classic, but it certainly ascribes the Biden administration. Go ask Alice. I think you already read that one.
Yes.
And she says, P.S., total chaos and destruction. There you go. What else we got, man? Oh, man. Are you still coming in? Holy cow.
Yes.
Peg Leg Dave again from Gurley says, okay, guys, this classic rock thing may be your best episode yet. I have not stopped laughing. Nice. Appreciate you, Peg Leg. What else we got? Oh, John from Huntsville just sent our grades.
Oh, he did.
He says, Boomer, your performance today earns you a solid A.
I got an A.
And today's winner, of course, is Phil, whose fantastic performance earns him an A double plus. Congratulations on your well done. Thank you. Thank you very much. I need some applause. I feel like I need applause today. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, John. Thank you. That's right. Rough Leanne's reminded me. There were other groups. The Brady Bunch did have their brief period where they had their own band. And, of course, what was I thinking? The Partridge Family. Yes. Which was the campiest show, but I loved it as a kid. I mean, it was the 70s. What's not to like? Oh, Steve from Lacey Springs. Come back to me, texter. Hang on a second. My texting machine's... Okay. Steve from Lacey Springs. We won't get fooled again by the Who.
That's good.
That better be true.
Yes.
That better be true. And then Bob from Madison says, been listening to them all. What's That Smell is the best. Ooh,
everybody's
that
listening.
Smell.
I love it.
I know. This is good. Oh, Graham from Meridianville. I didn't see that one. Styx, The Grand Illusion.
Yes.
Yes.
There's so many texts. A lot of them may have gotten mixed in.
Shane from Athens, The Old Man Down the Road by CCR. This is so creative. I would have thought of that. Kenny from Huntsville's Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down. Okay. Brian from Decatur, The Cult of Personality. We got the best listeners in the world. The best listeners in the world.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, I got to call it there. We love you guys. You have an amazing night. I just went ahead to save. I got an A double plus, and I still saved one dipper for tomorrow. So we'll get fossil fuel fallacies up tomorrow. But, yeah, we do this because of y'all. You're the reason why we do this at all. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.